Blog Talk Radio.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
Welcome to Wild Inspiration Radio, where we seek to empower and inspire women to live their best lives and reach back and bring a young sister with them. Today is Wednesday, March the 4th, 2015, and you are tuned into Wild Inspiration Radio. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your day. And I hope you enjoyed the song, This Girl is on Fire, because our guest today is a young person that is on fire. So I am your host. I am Harriet Gibbs. I am the president and founder of Harriet Gibbs Inspires, where I assist parents of children with special needs through the maze of special education. I am an author and an entrepreneur. For the month of March, in celebration of Women's History Month, our focus is on our young rising stars who are at a young age making a positive impact on the world. And today we have the privilege of speaking with Miss Gabrielle Jordan. So before we go any further, I'd like to share just a little bit about Miss Gabrielle.
Gabrielle Jordan, now age 14, is the owner of Jewels of Jordan, a booming jewelry business which she started at the age of 9. Her modern jewelry is made of gemstones and freshwater pearls, which create classic pieces and represent her desire to develop a sense of ageless beauty and elegance. Gabrielle's jewelry is sold via her online boutique and at live events. In addition to her jewelry line, Gabrielle Jordan has taken her experience in business and her passion for inspiring others to publish the nationally recognized and number one Amazon best-selling book, The Making of a Young Entrepreneur, A Kid's Guide to Developing the Mindset for Success. The book has helped to build her platform as a sought-after speaker with accomplishments such as being a TEDx speaker and keynoting several national and international events and conferences. Gabrielle is also the founder of Excel Youth Mentoring Institute with a vision to cultivate the seeds of leadership and entrepreneurship in every young person. Excel provides a free weekly video series, Excel with Gabrielle, as well as a platform for young entrepreneurs to be personally mentored by Gabrielle through her Excel Youth Mastermind program. As a young philanthropist, Gabrielle Jordan donates a portion of her profits to her favorite charities. She also volunteers as a youth ambassador for the Tiger Lily Foundation, where she supports the mission for breast health, education, wellness, and empowerment for girls and women. Gabrielle is quickly becoming a recognized name due to her features on several television and radio stations, as well as news and online publications, such as Black Enterprise, NPR, NBC, and Fox News. Gabrielle is currently a ninth grade homeschool student, and her career goals include, but are not limited to, becoming a gemologist, an international speaker, a New York best-selling author, and to continue her philanthropic endeavors. In the end, Gabrielle Jordan is a teenager who still enjoys relaxing, hanging out with her family, studying her crafts, and reading. Her accomplishments prove that she has what it takes to create a legacy for herself and leave a significant mark on the world and the people she meets along her path to greatness. So, everyone, please help me welcome Ms. Gabrielle Jordan.
Hello, everybody. And hello.
Hi, Ms. Gabrielle.
Hi, and thank you for having me, Ms. Griggs.
I am excited that you are here with us. I can't wait for you to share your story. In honor, again, of Women's History Month, a lot of times we go and we recognize different women who have made great contributions to our world, and I wanted to take the show this month to recognize the great contributions that our young ladies are making to the world. So, again, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you.
So, Gabrielle, how old, well, actually through your bio, we see that you were 9 years old when you wrote your first book.
Yes.
But what made you want to write a book?
Actually, the thing behind my book, the story behind my book was really that the reason why I wrote my book was because of a competition in school. So before I was homeschooled, as I said in my bio, I'm homeschooled. But I have been in regular school since eighth grade. And so before I became homeschooled, I was in school. And I was in a competition in, I believe, fifth grade called the Write a Book Competition. And simply, it's you write a book about anything and any topic that you wanted to write about. Now, I had started my business. I started my business at 9 years old. And so I decided that I wanted to write a book about entrepreneurship since I had been I was an entrepreneur. I was loving it, and I wanted to teach other young people that entrepreneurship is an option, that this is something that you can do, be your own boss. And so that's why I wrote the book. And it was really exciting for me to even embark on writing this book, mostly because when I got into the idea of having this goal, I was excited, and I knew that I really wanted to have this book reach so many children and so many kids and youth my age, younger and older. And it was a really exciting goal for me because the actual grand prize was having your book inside the library system. I'm in PG, Prince George's County, so that's where my book would have been entered into. So it was very exciting for me.
So your book was all about entrepreneurship, and I believe you said it's something about the mindset of young people.
Yes.
About the mindset of a young entrepreneur that they should embark on?
Definitely. Okay. So the name of my book is called The Making of a Young Entrepreneur: The Kid's Guide to Developing the Mindset for Success. And really the biggest thing about mindset is that every journey, no matter how big or small, long or short, it always starts in your mind. So if you don't have your mind correct, if you don't have your mind focused and ready, then you're not going to be able to succeed until you get that, get your mind ready, because your mind is a very powerful tool, and it can either make you or break you. And that is something that maybe some people, that a lot of people actually don't really understand or even know. And I think that is something that, especially for kids at a young age, that's something that I really wanted to teach them and let them know that you've got to have your mind focused. And the one way for me that have kind of gotten me to focus my mind and how I share with other people is to focus on the positive things. So I journal and I write down the positive things in my life, the things that I'm thankful for and grateful for. And then even though, you know, you always have those negative thoughts because your brain is automatically going to be focusing on the negative things, because your brain is designed to be aware of the things that could hurt you or harm you. So it's always going to be focused on those negative things. And so it's up to you really to reprogram your brain to be focused on focused on those positive things as well, so that you can balance out your brain and that you can have your mindset set up and ready for any journey, anything that you're about to embark on.
Okay, I think that, and that's great information. I wish I could take you to the schools with me every day so you could share that with young people, because I think that's very important to learn at a very young age. Have written a book at 9 is incredible, because I remember as a little girl at 9 years old, all I was worried about is where my next Barbie's dream house was coming from. So I think that's fantastic. So you also have a jewelry company. What's the name of your company?
My company is Jewels of Jordan, and that's actually Jewels of Jordan.
And how did you get started with making jewelry?
So I don't even know, like, I think the first time that I really knew that I loved jewelry was when I was, actually for me, I would actually find broken pieces of jewelry on the street or in, like, wherever I could find broken pieces of jewelry. I would go into my grandmother and my mom's jewelry dresser and see if there's anything that they don't want anymore. And I would take it and I would find things and try and make it into things. And so I don't know how long ago it was that I really realized how much I loved it. But at 7 years old, that's when I actually decided to learn how to make jewelry. So I took that initiative to go on YouTube, look in magazines, go to craft stores, and, you know, just learn how to make it. And I self-taught myself how to do this. And it was pretty exciting for me because it was, you know, something that I already loved. And to learn about it was really amazing for me. And at 8 years old, I actually sold my first pieces of jewelry when I went to school one day. And when that happened, it was like, whoa, this can be something that I can really do. Because I've always been that kind of person that I've never really wanted to work for anybody. I've always really wanted to be my own boss. I don't really like to be told what to do. And simple things like that of being a kid, you don't really want to be told what to do. But that was just the kind of mindset that I had. And so I thought, what can I do? How can I sell my jewelry? And so that's when my parents actually told me about entrepreneurship. And they told me how, on my mom's side, I have five generations of entrepreneurs. And if I became an entrepreneur, I'd be the sixth generation. And that was amazing to me. And I was like, yeah, I'm on board. I want to be an entrepreneur. I'm ready for this. And, yeah, that's really how I got started in the jewelry business.
Okay. All right. 6 generations of entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. What are some of the challenges you faced as a young entrepreneur?
I would have to say the main challenge of being a young entrepreneur is balancing being a kid and having a business. I mean, that is a difficult task in itself because, one, I know that I am mature for my age, and I know that I'm focused on my business, and I'm focused. I'm not going to give up, and this is really what it is that I want to do. But being a kid, I mean, you know, in the initial reaction of having to do work as a kid is something that, you know, you just don't want to do work. And so kind of balancing my own mind and telling myself, okay, I need to shift my brain, and it's kind of difficult to kind of balance the kid-like side of me and the business side of me so that I can become focused and get my head back in the game. Because, you know, I might, instead of wanting to go speak or something like that, I'd rather just stay home and take a nap or stay home and watch something. And it's really just, you know, balancing that stuff, my internal and also external, just, you know, trying to really shift my mind, because, again, every journey starts in your mind, so really trying to shift my mind. And that's just a continuing challenge I have to continue to work on, especially as I'm getting older and I'm a teenager now. I just have to kind of continue to work on my brain and continue to work on switching my mindset when I need to.
Okay. So how did you overcome your challenges? I know you said with balancing. What are some things you did to help you learn how to balance business and also, like you said, being a teenager?
Definitely. For me, so when it came to balancing between the kids and the business side, it was really about having leeway on both sides. So, for example, if there's a day where it's a busy day, I might have like a speaking engagement in the morning and then have to go to an event in the afternoon or in the evening. And I'll be pretty exhausted, but I'm going to be on business mode that whole day. But I have to make sure that I take some time of that day to maybe watch something or hang out with my family or be with my family or talk to my friends or whatever it is that allows me to have that kid side of me so that I have this equal balance. And so I can't be strict 100% of business every time. Every day, or else I'll really lose out on that kid side of me, really lose out on my childhoodness, my kid, like my kid being a kid. And so it's really important for me to take time to be that kid, but then making sure that I have my mindset set when I need to go back into my business, I will shift. I've had that enough time to be a kid. Now it's time to go back to business and focus on what that it is I'm doing. And again, I really haven't mastered the art of going back and forth between kid and entrepreneur, but that's just a continuing thing that I'm working on. You know, and again, as I said before, I journal and I write down things. That's one of the biggest things that you can do, writing down those, just the thoughts you have in your head so that you can write that down, see what it is that you need to fix, or what it is that you need to work on, and it's in front of you, and you can go for what it is that you need to fix. And so, I'm not, you know, professional at going back and forth, but I am definitely working really hard on kind of solidifying my mindset and being able to be a kid and entrepreneur in balance.
Okay, and that's, you know, it's a work in progress, and as you stated, I mean, a challenge for you as a young person, but know that it's a challenge for a lot of adults, too, to learn how to balance work and family, and as I was saying, too, I'm an entrepreneur, and I work a full-time job, so it is very difficult, so it's an ongoing learning process, so.
Right, exactly.
You know, we'll get there, all of us will get there.
Right.
Do you like do you enjoy being an entrepreneur?
Oh, definitely. 100%. I love it.
What do you most like about it?
I think that the thing that I really like most about being an entrepreneur is being my own boss and being able to, you know, have that final approval. And of course, and especially being a young person, being a kid and having adults have to come to you for my final approval, because, and I'm younger than them, and it just, you know, it's really cool to be that person, to be the top, to be the boss. And I think that's something that, you know, I've always really had in mind. As I said, I never really wanted to work for anybody before, and, you know, being that boss, being that person on top, and, you know, having that final say, that final approval, is really cool.
Okay. So tell us some of the benefits of being an entrepreneur. What are some of the benefits?
The first thing, one benefit of being an entrepreneur, especially a young entrepreneur, is that you become a role model. And okay. That is actually really exciting for me. And some people, it might seem kind of intimidating. But for me, it's exciting to be a role model because it means I can actually do something. I can kind of sway the mindset of some other of other youth and help them to sway into a way, into a mindset of entrepreneur thinking, of, you know, that creative thinking, of that here, this is my future thinking, and this, and having that ability is something that's really, really cool to me. And that's really one of the biggest things for me as an entrepreneur, that I stay true to that, and I make sure that I take the time to mentor and to help other young people. And I think another big thing about being an entrepreneur for me is, as I said, being my own boss, but kind of working on yourself and being able to meet other people in that way, being able to meet other people that can do and teach you really great things, having those mentors and those role models in your life, and, you know, really being able to go to events that will be able to give you that knowledge that you need. Just being an entrepreneur, it gives you that open door to a lot of things that I probably wouldn't be exposed to if I didn't have a business. And I think that's really one of the biggest things for me as an entrepreneur, that I'm able to be exposed to these powerful women and men, entrepreneurs and leaders, and just being exposed to all of this knowledge.
Okay. Do you think you will ever want to work for someone else, and why or why not?
Now, I know, as I was saying before, that when I was younger and even now, I said I didn't really want to work for anybody. But the truth is, I mean, I feel as if working for somebody else is important on my journey, because if I really want to be this boss, big company, a mogul, and if I'm going to have people working under me, then I'm going to need to know how to treat them. I'm going to need to know how to be a good boss. And I feel that the best way to really know how to treat your employees is to become an employee yourself. If it's just one time to work for somebody, because then you're able to see, okay, what did I want from my boss? What is it that I wanted? What was it that I was looking for? What was it that they didn't have? Or what was it that they did have that I should take into consideration? And really, it's just about learning. The best way to learn is to actually be part of it, for it to actually happen to you. And so that's right. Why I am open to working for somebody someday. Probably, I'm younger. I think that'd probably be better, so that I have my adult years to work on it, to grow my business. But I definitely would say I wouldn't say that I would never work for anybody, because I definitely feel it would be better to work for somebody and learn.
Okay. So I definitely hear you. You said it at least one time, Miss Harriet, I worked for somebody. Well, and that's
exactly
a good thing. I think, you know, definitely you'll learn what it is about the work world, and you'll see how it feels also to be an employee.
Right. Exactly.
So that will hopefully make you a little more sympathetic when you do have your own business,
mm-hmm.
and you have all these employees
exactly.
working for you.
Exactly.
So let's talk about the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute and the Excel with Gabrielle. What does Excel stand for?
Excel stands for Excellence Created Through Entrepreneurship and Leadership.
And how did you get started with the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute, which is also, you have a branch under it with Excel with Gabrielle. So tell us about the institute and the Excel with Gabrielle.
The Excel Youth Mentoring Institute started when I would go sell, when I would go to different places, people would always ask me, you know, the same questions, like, how did you get started? how can I teach my kids how to have a business? Can you teach my kids how to have a business or how to run it to be a leader? And that's when both my mom and I realized that this was an outlet to teach kids, you know, and mentor kids that have that spark in them. And I've always believed, you know, every kid, they have that spark in them for entrepreneurship and leadership. They have that seed in them. All they need is just a little bit of cultivation and water and sunlight to help it grow. And so that's what this Excel Youth Mentoring Institute is all about, adding that sunlight and water to help the seed and to cultivate the seed within every young person to create that entrepreneurship and leadership. And I make sure I stress that you don't have to be an entrepreneur. I'm not telling them, forcing them to be an entrepreneur. This program is simply to help kids have the mindset of an entrepreneur, because the mindset of an entrepreneur is someone that is focused and driven and passionate. And also, it's that mindset of, you know, doing what it is that you have to do and, you know, not giving up on that and being able to do all these different things that entrepreneurs can do is something that every kid should learn. And so that's what the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute is all about, cultivating those seeds to have that, just that seed and that growth of entrepreneurship and leadership. And I'm actually the founder, but my mom is actually the co-founder of the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute.
Okay. So that's pretty much your mission, is to help cultivate young people. Okay. Yes. I know that you also give back to the community, so please share why you feel it is important to give back to your community.
So it's, for me, I mean, when I started my business, I knew that I wanted to give back. I knew I wanted to become a philanthropist. That was actually one of my goals. And when I wrote my book, I decided I was going to give back, you know, a dollar of each book sale to an organization of my choice. And so I still do that at the end of the year. I tally up all my book sales and, you know, give a dollar from each book sale to one charity of my choice in the year. But after that, I still wanted to do more. I still wanted to be more part of the community. And so I joined with an organization called Tiger Lily Foundation. And basically, this Tiger Lily is the foundation that helps women with breast cancer 40 and under as they're going through chemotherapy and things like that. And I felt like this was a really great organization because it was really helping people one-on-one to get through this and get through the cancer. And it was really exciting and really great to really be a part of this or this foundation. And so I make jewelry for the foundation. I have bracelets. I'm making earrings for them now, and I give back $10 of each item to the organization. I'm also a youth ambassador for Tiger Lily, so I go out to the events, you know, say a few words and, you know, just, you know, and continue to grow help them to grow their organization. And you know, it's really rewarding to give back to your community. It's rewarding to give back, period, because, you know, it humbles you to see, you know, that you are really blessed, what you have, what you are doing. If you are blessed enough to be able to give back, you should. And, you know, just sharing what it is that you have with other people, even the smallest amount of things can be a huge impact on someone's life. And just the idea of that, and being able to carry that through is unbelievably rewarding.
That's great. And the more you give back, the more doors also will open for you. So when you can take what you have earned and, as you said, be a blessing to someone else, blessings will come to you. So that's awesome. What advice would you give to someone who is thinking about becoming an entrepreneur but doesn't know where to start? So what's the first thing you think they should do?
The first thing that someone that really wants to, you know, become an entrepreneur, I have to, you know, take that back from my own memories of when I wanted to start a business. The first thing that I did was research was a good word for it, but it was kind of for my mind. And throughout this whole interview, I've been talking about mindset, and I'm going to carry it through this. This is the same thing. You have to have your mind correct. And specifically when it comes to starting a business, you need to know what it is that you need to do. You need to know how to start a business, and that's the and it's really important to do the research for a business. And like for my jewelry, as I said, I researched before I even started my business, before I even made my first sale. I made sure to research and make sure I knew what I was doing and became really good at it. And that's really, that's definitely the biggest part for me, because so many people, they jump into a business or they jump into an endeavor, and they're not really sure where they're going with this. They're not really sure what's going to happen. They don't have any goals set for themselves or anything, and that is usually the downfall of a business, not really knowing what it is that you have to do. So, you know, instead of just jumping into something, make sure you know what it is that you want to do. And again, with mindset, making sure you're setting goals for yourself along the way of your business, and making sure you're setting goals for yourself, period. Because all these different things are going to help you to move forward in your business. So that's what I really have to say. You know, making sure you have your research, setting your goals, and knowing what it is that you want to do for your business.
Awesome. I like that, setting some goals. So we're going over mm-hmm. just a little bit, and it's okay. So mm-hmm. next question, once you complete high school, what are your plans? What do you want to do once you finish high school?
One of the biggest things that I want to do when I finish high school is actually go to a school called GIA, which is the Gemological Institute of America. And okay. this school is, I really want to become a gemologist and get my diploma to become a gemologist. Now, I know a lot of people, they say, you know, go to college after high school and, you know, things like that. But I'm not saying it's, like, far from my brain. It's still in my brain. It's just I have other goals that I really have been focused on that I'm really going after. And GIA has been my goal from the very beginning, and that's something that I've really been focused on.
Okay. I think that sounds like a good plan. As you said, you know, setting goals and knowing what you're doing and being mm-hmm. that you're into jewelry, that's probably going to help catapult your business even further.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
What are some of your long-term goals for your business?
Yeah. So
you can see it down the road.
Yeah. So one of the biggest goals for me is actually to really elevate the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute into becoming something that people from around the world will come to, which will, you know, come to the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute, and that's where they will go to help to cultivate to bring their kids, to help them to cultivate the seeds in their kids. I really want to build this to be something amazing, a real empire, I guess is a good word for it, Excel Youth Mentoring empire. I really want to build this
okay.
to be something so much more, because I know that it can be, and it's really a need for this now to really help young people to see that there is, you know, there is a path to become an entrepreneur and to be a leader. And so that's really one of my biggest goals that I have had on my mind for a long time. And, you know, I really want to become a New York Times bestselling author. I have two books coming out this year, so those are going to be I'm working towards those two books. I'm actually the book that I have, Making of a Young Entrepreneur, I will be doing a second edition to it, because I wrote that book when I was 11. So I will be doing a second edition to it. It's going to come out this year. But anyway, so again, a lot of my goals really surround with my jewelry. Again, a long-term goal is to become a gemologist and to use my diploma to excel my jewelry business. And also as I'm trying to think about these things, they're running through my brain right now because there's so many things on my mind. But I just wanted to share with you some of the main ones that I have in my head.
Okay. So how do your parents support your entrepreneurial journey?
Oh, 100% they do. I mean, they are, you know, the backbone of my business, because they are, you know, it's really hard to have a business without support. It's really hard to have any endeavor without support from people that you care about and that you love. And so my parents and my whole family, really, they are really big supporters. I mean, I have family in Trinidad, because that's where my mom's side of my family's from. And they are
okay.
always, like, sharing my thing. They're always sharing my information. They're always, you know, helping, you know, to grow my business. They're actually, you know, it's just so much support and love from my family, and it's really what helps me to continue in my business. It really what's helped me to keep growing, and of course, you know, support from the people that I've met throughout the years and people that have been following me and things like that. But, you know, my family has definitely been just 100% support for my business.
Okay. Well, Ms. Gabrielle, I want to thank you for taking your time to share with us
thank
on
you.
Wild Inspiration. And I want to let you know that you inspire me and that I'm very proud of all the work that you're doing. And as I shared earlier with you, as an educator, it is always wonderful to hear about young people doing something phenomenal in the world. And I see your empire. I see it, Gabrielle. It's coming. And I'm glad that I can say, when I look back in my past, I can say, you know what? I had that young lady on my radio show when I see you up there on Oprah and everything, you know, promoting your business. So tell our listeners how they can contact you or connect with you.
Okay. So you can contact me on my website, which is GabrielleJordanInspires.com. And also to get more information about the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute, where I also have weekly videos called Excel with Gabrielle, where basically it's information and, well, not information, but, you know, more like an inspiration and motivation to help, you know, excel your kids throughout the week. And also I have a three times a year mastermind class called Excel Youth Mastermind, and I will be having, again, three times a year, and my next class sign-ups will be on mid-March, and the next class will be in April. So you can learn more all about the Excel Youth Mentoring Institute and everything that's within that on GabrielleJordanInspires.com/Excel. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram under Gabrielle Jordan and Gabrielle Jordan Inspires.
Okay. Thank you so much. Again, it was an absolute pleasure. So thank your mom for helping me get this interview together. Ms. Marcella, thank you so much. I am excited, and I'm going to close out the show. So if you have to hang up, it's okay. But I really do appreciate you being on our show, and I will put your information, which is still up on my Wow Inspiration Radio page. So thank you again, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening. To connect with us, you can email wildinspirationradio@gmail.com, or you can follow us at Radio2Inspire, that's the number 2, Radio2Inspire, or like us on Facebook at Wild Inspiration. You can connect with me, Harriet Gibbs, on Facebook or Twitter under Harriet Gibbs. So in honor again of Women's History Month, Wild Inspiration would like to take a moment to recognize the following young trailblazers. We want to recognize Ms. Tamira, the CEO, Ms. Jayana Wood, Ms. Adrienne Hill, and of course our very special guest today, Ms. Gabrielle Jordan. We thank her, and all the information about all these young trailblazers are on Wild Inspiration Radio, so I encourage all of you to check them out. So our next show will be on March the 18th, and I hope to see you there. Hopefully, I will have another young entrepreneur for us to listen to, and make sure you bring all your friends. And as always, be inspired. And this month, make sure you celebrate a sister, a young lady, and or an older lady, and just make sure you tell them how much you appreciate them. This is Women's History Month, and go out and show some love to someone. So today we heard from a lady that's on fire, and that's how we're going to end the show. I'll see you all on March the 18th. As always, be inspired.
She's just a girl, and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh.